Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
Welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Debbie Dashinger, and Dare to Dream was created for you to inspire you to take steps towards your dreams and turn your goals, your targets into your reality. That is what it's all about. Listen, if you've got a book and you want it to become a bestseller, an international bestseller, I've got a done-for-you program. Go to mybestsellerbook.com, and I run the bestseller book launch program with 100% success. Also, radio, media, mastery classes. I teach people the how and the 411, how to get booked on radio, your press media kit, with private coaching strategy and advice. I take people who are struggling in their business and help them to message themselves brilliantly out into the world. And if you've got something going on and you need a little bit of marketing or PR, please consider this show because we've got a huge reach. We are on every site and also station. We're highly syndicated, award-winning. So if you would like to sponsor or advertise on this show to get great reach for what you do, contact me at DebbieDashinger.com. Well, I promise you a great show. In a little while, I'm going to have a guest on, Dr. Susan Shumsky, who has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. Susan is the best-selling author of 13 books. She's a pioneer in the human potential field, and she has spent nearly 50 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. We're going to be talking about her new book called Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And I've had at least two shows with her previously. I've heard her at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and I highly recommend you stick around because she's phenomenal. I'm going to talk about this and our lives that we experience as a living matrix, a living matrix. Max Planck, the great physicist, said, "All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter." Like, hello, that's the secret on crack, right? Because behind everything, there's a universal intelligence that's a firmament that's holding all matter together. It's the glue that holds it together. Our bodies are made up of particles embedded in an all-encompassing matrix. And our minds, on the other hand, are what Planck is referring to. That's the conscious intelligence behind the force that binds everything together. That is a great truth that's agreed upon by mystics and scientists. So there are laws that govern physics, and today, you know, quantum physics, everybody talks about this. It is a scientific fact. So those laws are phenomenal when we start to deep dive into them a little bit. This is how we live and create and have our being. I'm going to share a couple of them. It's not all of them because there certainly are many, but these are definitely pertinent to daring to take your dream and create it into being a reality. And I rather love these laws. They're great teachers. First one is law of reciprocity. Law of reciprocity is intricately interconnected with all universal law. It initiates, it creates an unfailing process which reciprocates, meaning the law of mutual give and take or to return in kind or degree. Absolutely, what I know today, the greatest business models and relationships are built on the law of reciprocity. Can you for a moment just imagine a planet where countries operate from the law of positive reciprocity? That means a world where everything is mutually beneficial, win-win. I give to you, you give to me, I'm here for you, you're here for me. We exchange in love and in kindness and in fairness. Wow. What is possible if you even start doing that in your life? Then there is the law of reversibility. Neville Goddard said, this law is of the highest importance because it enables you to foresee the universe transformation. That's an inverse transformation once the direct transformation is verified. If you knew how you would feel were you to realize your objective, then inversely, you would know what state you could realize were you to awaken in yourself such feeling. Neville, that was quite the quote. But it's really, he's saying reversibility is so important. I so get it, because when he says foreseeing an inverse transformation, let me break it down for you in modern day tongue. So if I am here and my dream is out there, the dream is still yet a dream. The law of reversibility basically says I put myself out there into the dream as though it is now. And then in reverse, I come backwards. What needs to occur what is the final step for the dream to happen? And then what is the step before that? For that step to happen. And the action step that needs to happen before that happens. And until all of a sudden, I'm completely back. Another way to look at it is, I am here, my dream is out there, I take a rubber band, yes, and from where I am, and I stretch that rubber band all the way out to the dream, and if I were to release it, ouch! But what I'm saying is, in releasing it, that is actually the speed of light, the speed of God, the speed of matter, boom, something can happen that quickly, like a rubber band, the law of reversibility. So in other words, we know what we desire. We go into our desire as though it were already here. We feel it, taste it, experience, see how it changes us, our lives. And in essence, we experience our desire as though real in our very rich, beautiful imagination. And then we come back out and we start the process of taking action to create the desire into our lives. And all the while, we are drawing our desire to us. So in energetic or quantum physics terms, we have already created it. It's already so. We are just working our way to it and it to us. And it's sort of a backwards way of setting things in motion. So we go there first, and then we come back and start the journey in earthly terms. So when you look around today, just view the objects, the people, the situations around you as matter, which is bound by invisible forces, and reflect on the intricacies it takes for this matrix to be the world as we experience it today. And in experiencing that, we then know that truly we are all one. So those are the laws today, and really see how you can apply them right now in your life. Law of reciprocity. We reciprocate, and the law of reversibility. Go there, see it, feel it, be it, and then come back and start to create. And frankly, it's already creating. It just sometimes takes matter a little bit of time to gel and coagulate into what we know to be so. Bob Proctor, the great author, speaker, and success coach, said, "The success gene lives in every person, regardless of the results they are presently getting. We are spiritual beings, and spirit is always for expansion and fuller expression." Yum, yum. Love talking about creating dreams. And I also love talking to amazing people who do create big dreams out into the world. And I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Susan Shumsky back on Dare to Dream for the third time. She is a divine guest whose new book is called Awaken Your Divine Intuition. She's going to be talking about that. She's the founder of Divine Revelation, which is about connecting and contacting divine presence and testing the inner voice and receiving clear guidance. For 22 years, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. That was the same guru for the Beatles and Deepak Chopra. And she also worked on the Maharishi's personal staff for 7 years. She's done over 600 speaking engagements, over 800 media appearances. She's got previously 13 best-selling books, and she's been seen on some of the biggest TV syndicated networks and radio as well, and also featured in the movie Three Magic Words. Susan's website is drsusan.org and divinetravels.com. Susan Shumsky, so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
I am thrilled to be here with you today, Debbie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, I'm really excited for our conversation, Awakening Our Divine Intuition. And let's start with spirituality. You're known as a spiritual teacher. How would you define spirituality? What is your definition?
Well, spirituality means that you are in touch with spirit, with a capital S. That means that you're in touch with the spiritual world, which is not this material plane. It's another plane of existence in which we are in contact with the true nature of our being and with divine beings of light. And a spiritual teacher would be somebody who helps people to get in contact with the divine presence and with spiritual planes of existence. And more precisely, a true spiritual teacher would be somebody who empowers people to take command of their own lives and empowers people to be in touch with their divine nature and to realize who they really are.
You know, I really appreciate that explanation. I am, let's just say I'm involved in a course and there's at least 80 people in it, and the person who leads this group, it's very fascinating to me to witness. I can also step out of it and witness, but she's very harsh on people. She's also very kind and generous sometimes, but sometimes she's quite harsh. It almost feels like a very old modality to me of teaching. One of my colleagues who's in this particular course as well, she says, I feel like she's pulling down my panties in front of the whole group, and I'm just like going, hey, you know, I'm kind of naked here. This doesn't feel very good. So when you talk about spirit and the way we're taught, that feels also like the way we can operate today and the way many people are operating like this as well. Is that also a definition you would give about where we can and should be operating from a soul level today?
Well, I think it's really important for people to get in touch with their true nature of being and to express who they really are. And sometimes spiritual teachers, some of them have if they're really good at it, they have a capacity to help people to look into a mirror and see themselves and thereby change their way of operating or their way of perceiving the world. Mm-hmm. And this can be very helpful for them. So that would be why, if the teacher is really a good spiritual teacher, you may feel a little uncomfortable when you're going through some of these kinds of experiences where you're being exposed, so to speak.
Yes, indeed. There is discomfort, actually, a lot of discomfort. And it's an interesting way to learn. It's a little bit new for me. And so I know you don't teach that way. My experience with you is do not at all. How did you get started? Were you always a spiritual person, or did something occur that got you started in the field of spirituality?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It was the 60s. I was a hippie. I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, and at that time, it was 1966. And so that was the time when people were really starting to delve into spiritual practices. Probably your audience doesn't realize that those of us who were hippies in the 60s, that it wasn't just about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. In fact, it was about delving into Eastern philosophy and Eastern wisdom. So I was reading books like the Buddhist Scriptures. I was reading the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. I was reading books by Alan Watts, such as The Way of Zen. And I noticed that in Alan Watts' books, he was saying that you need to find a meditation guide, what he called a meditation guide. Well, in 1966 in Berkeley, California, you didn't go to the Yellow Pages and find meditation guide or anything remotely similar to that. So I asked a roommate, how do I find this meditation guide? And he said, well, have you ever tried to meditate on your own? And I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I lay down on my bed. I did not even know that you're supposed to sit up when you meditate. I lay down on my bed and I sort of prayed for or asked for a meditation. Immediately, I was propelled into this ecstatic state. I could feel this rush of energy rushing from the tips of my toes all the way to the top of my head. I felt like I was plugged into an electric socket, but in the most ecstatic way. And this flow of energy was flowing up through my body, and I was just in this flow of ecstatic divine energy. And I figured, well, I guess this is meditation. Little did I know that I had not only just had my first meditation, but my Kundalini awakening all at the same time. So that was my first experience. And then it was not too long after that when a friend brought me over to the meditation, the Transcendental Meditation Center, and I saw the picture of the guru on the wall, which was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and I immediately knew that this was where I wanted to be because I was really kind of desperate to learn, to really learn meditation and to be, you know, have expertise in that area. So I eventually learned meditation. I had to wait a long time for it because there were no teachers in the area, but eventually I did learn, and that was in 1967 when I learned Transcendental Meditation, and I practiced that for 22 years, as you mentioned in the introduction.
And do you still?
No, not that form of meditation. I practice something called Divine Revelation, which is what I teach people how to do.
And is that Divine Revelations, is that something that was given to you? In other words, because I know you do a lot of connecting with the divine and mm-hmm. operating on that plane with the presence. Was that something that was shown to you as a methodology?
Well, actually, I learned it. I learned it from a mentor that I have in California, Peter Meyer, who founded something called the Teaching of the Inner Christ and also something called Teaching of Intuitional Metaphysics. And so I learned it. In fact, I've learned everything that I've ever done in my life spiritually. I learned from Maharishi. I learned from other mentors. And, you know, that's an advantage, actually, that I bring to my students because, okay, there are some spiritual teachers who say, for example, that they were struck by lightning. Well, how would somebody who was struck by lightning, how would they teach another person their methods of spirituality? Okay, here, put your finger in this electric socket and sit in the bathtub, and, you know, you could also be spiritual. No, actually, I went from point A, B, C, D to point Z. And so because I've gone through all those steps, it's actually an advantage. I know how to bring other people from A to Z.
It's interesting. The books that you have written previously, one of them is called Divine Revelation, How to Hear the Voice of God, and your latest book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition. Let me ask you specifically, what do you mean by that? Does God take the time to talk to us? Does God, Goddess, all that is, know we actually have problems and, you know, are they bothered by them as much as we are? Talk about that.
Well, that's a really interesting question. You know, a lot of people think, oh, God has better things to do. Well, actually, that's not true. God doesn't have better things to do. In fact, if you think that God doesn't have time for you, then you have a very limited idea of who or what God is. Because obviously, we know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, and the definition of that would be infinite. So how could God not have time for you? That would be placing very limited human qualities onto God. because God is unlimited, or let's call it spirit with a capital S, because spirit is unlimited, wouldn't spirit have time to help you with your everyday problems and concerns? Certainly, because God is not just busy somewhere else. God is everywhere present and with every within everything. We know that every religious religion in the world teaches us that God is everywhere. God is everywhere, right? So if God is everywhere, are you somewhere? God is everywhere, and if you are somewhere, then you are by definition exactly where God is. Therefore, God is right here, right now, with you, within you, and all around you. And so because of that, God or spirit or whatever you want to call it is there, right there at every moment. And all you have to do is just call upon and ask for guidance, inspiration, wisdom, healing, creative ideas. Whatever it is that you want, you can receive instantly simply by asking. In fact, everything that I teach is based upon one principle, Debbie, and that is ask and it shall be given unto you. Ask and you will receive.
Ask and it will be given, ask and you will receive. And of course, receive is the operative word. You know, I am, through energy only, I have been taking wine classes. I love wine. And I finally stepped it up, took a class last year, intro to wine and wine tasting with a world-renowned sommelier wine specialist. It's a very high-end class. Now I'm in my second class about to end, which is wine pairing with food. Then my teacher, I think he senses in my space there is this extreme passion, enjoyment, and love of this. He has invited me to become certified, if I pass the test, in Spanish wine. So the weekend from next, I am going to be taking all weekend classes in Spanish wine. Now, at the same time, I'm following the energy of this desire. I'm not really clear where it's leading. I'm just doing it. Could be for fun and free, or it could become something else. I have all these concerns because I feel when I hear people speak and they're very well schooled often, and there's a lot to learn in the subject, sometimes I feel a little bit like there's a huge learning curve for me. So it makes me nervous. Even to take the test makes me nervous. To get all the information down makes me nervous. And yet I love it. So what would you recommend for that? Because I'm sure there are people out there who relate, who say, I love this thing, I'm going after this thing, I desire this thing, and yet I feel a little incapacitated, and it concerns me and gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that if you have a passion for something, then it's a good idea to pursue it and to follow that passion, because then you are expressing more of who you really are. And obviously, this is a passion for you, so I would highly recommend that you pursue it and that you do whatever it takes to fulfill that passion, to fulfill that dream that you have. So, you know, Dare to Dream, which is the name of your radio show. There it is, Dare to Dream. And don't be afraid to do it. I mean, do it anyway, even if you're afraid. I shouldn't say don't be afraid, because it's okay to be afraid. Just do it anyway, even if you are afraid. That's what I would recommend.
Right. So I'm 100% playing. I'm following the energy. I am taking the classes. I did sign up for this wine certification. But for the part that actually takes me out of the game, or other people listening, the part that gets scared, maybe I'm not as smart as, maybe I don't know as much as, maybe I don't know if I'll comprehend everything for these, you know, the big certification, and it's meaningful to me. With the work you do around intuition and meditation and a divine presence, how could I and the listeners employ that to help ourselves, not only through that, but to actually heal that aspect?
Mm-hmm. Well, I teach meditation, I teach prayer, I teach affirmation. So the things that I use if I am concerned about something is I use meditation first and foremost, which is getting quiet and still within yourself by simply taking a few deep breaths and asking for assistance from your higher self or from divine beings or from spirit with a capital S, asking and receiving through meditation. Another thing is to do affirmation and prayer. And I would like to teach your listeners a very simple affirmation that anyone can do in any situation when they feel intimidated specifically, or they feel less than, or they feel that they're perhaps in a situation that might be uncomfortable for them. So let me give you that.
Perfect words.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay, so here's how the affirmation goes. And anytime you speak an affirmation, it's a good idea to pretend as though your higher self is saying that affirmation through you. In other words, you're not saying it from the level of ego. You're saying it from the level of spirit with a capital S. So it is your higher self saying the words through you. And that's really very simple. Just pretend as though you're doing that. So let me just say this affirmation, and it's really powerful. It can help you in many, many different situations, especially if you're feeling intimidated or you're feeling that you don't quite have what it takes in any situation, or you're feeling a little bit off key or just struggling. So here it goes. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Ah, so it is. There's a palpable energy for me over here when you speak those words.
Mm-hmm.
Calling, it feels like, speaking of that, a matrix at matter, calling into matter the divine. I can literally sense it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what affirmation is about. It is calling into matter the divine. And when you use the my two words, I am, that's very powerful, because what you're doing is you're calling upon you're literally invoking your higher self. When you say, I am. So whenever you use the words, I am, you had better say something after you say those words that needs to be something that you want to manifest in your life, because you are going to manifest things in your life when you use the mighty words, I am. So if you go around saying things like, oh, I am so unhappy, oh, I'm so poor, oh, I am so sad, oh, I'm so unhealthy. If you're saying things like that, you are invoking the mighty I Am presence to bring these things into manifestation. And thereby, it's much better to say things like, I am joyous, I am happy, I am fulfilled, I am healthy, I am strong, I am powerful, I am wealthy, I am slim and beautiful, I am the perfect size and weight. These would be the kinds of affirmations you want to say. And when I
have to ask you this, Susan, because I don't know if people have seen your picture or seen you in person. I have. And, you know, you're beautiful. And, you know, you can reveal your age, not reveal your age. It doesn't matter to me. Age totally doesn't matter. But you look phenomenal. You are slender. You are radiant in person. There's no doubt. And I'm wondering, was it always like this for you? Or was there a bit of a journey that you had to utilize these tools you're talking about in order to get here? And maybe talk a little bit about the transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I am 68, and I'm very proud of my age because I do look much younger
phenomenal.
Than that. And, and the photo that I sent you, which I'm obviously is on your website, is a recent photo. It was only taken a few months ago. And the reality is that if you are living in a good lifestyle, if you are expressing your higher purpose, that keeps you youthful. It really does, because when you're in contact with the spiritual world, that is a plane of existence that is ageless. And also, if you practice meditation and you eat foods that are good for you, that are healthy foods, that will keep you youthful.
Mm-hmm. And did you use any...
And you asked me if there's been a transition or something. Well,
yeah.
I've really been eating healthy foods, and I've been practicing meditation since I was 18 years old, and I've been eating healthy foods mostly for most of my life, and I really try to eat healthy foods. I'm only buy organic foods when I go to the grocery store, if you want to know the truth.
Phenomenal. Well, I have a lot more questions. I am also very grateful for those I am statements, because that still is becoming and unfolding in my space. And maybe we'll have time for more later on. We're going to take a break right now. For the listeners, I want you to know, if you would like to call in to interact, because we are on live, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to call directly, this is a Los Angeles number. It's 323-744-4831, and we can get you connected with Susan. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Dr. Susan Shumsky, whose website is drsusan.org. Stay with us. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
My bestseller book.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at mybestsellerbook.com. What a great investment! mybestsellerbook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
God Light. Man, I love that song. It really makes me feel so amazing and reminds me of truth. Well, speaking of truth, I am speaking with the amazing Dr. Susan Shumsky. Her new book, you have to get it. And I guess, you know, Susan, I want to ask you right here, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, your new book. Does it also have I am statements? I just ask because I know some of your previous books did. Does this as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact, there is a chapter on spiritual healing in which you learn some specific affirmations and prayers that are extremely helpful in various situations, including the one that I just taught everybody. That's called what I call the self-authority affirmation.
Self-authority affirmation. I'm deeply grateful, and I am going to use it. You know,
really,
we're talking...
Right before you do that test, you should say it over and over, maybe for about 15 minutes before you go into that test that you have to do.
And I notice when you say it, interestingly enough, that's the very word I'd use. When you said those I am statements, you had an authority about you. I didn't feel you waver, question. It was a real potent energy that you were as you said them. Is that part of the secret?
Yes, part of the secret is to say the affirmation as though your higher self is saying it through you. That's when you say the statements, I am, you are actually invoking the I am presence, which is your higher self or your Atman. They call it Atman in India.
Never heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody feels that they can see the future. Not everybody knows that they have a sixth sense, and yet your new book talks about we all have it, one form or another, and we can awaken whatever that sense is, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and others. Do we actually all have these gifts potently, and are some of them, we just don't know they exist yet?
Yes, everybody has the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. And each one of us has one sense developed perhaps more than the other senses. Most people are more clairsentient. For example, if you go into a room, maybe it's a party, and you notice that there's different people in the room, and you immediately have a sense about different people. This person is very closed off, very standoffish. Another person seems really open and friendly. Another person seems really kind of uptight, and so they feel very uncomfortable. Another person may have like a prickly kind of aura. They don't. It's like they don't want other people to get anywhere close to them. Other people might be kind of angry. They might have an angry vibe. I mean, you can sense the vibe of different people when you walk into that room. And similarly, if you walk into different buildings, you can sense, does this place have a really good vibe? Does it feel warm and welcoming in this building? Or does it feel kind of creepy? Or does it feel like there's been an argument here? And you can have a sense of different vibrations in different places when you walk into them. Well, this is called clairsentience. It means that you are in touch and in tune with subtler energies. And everyone has that. They do notice these things immediately.
Interesting. I know I do, for sure. You just perfectly described me. And so they all have the gifts. And is there a way to awaken them? Does it happen through meditation or a way to align and require or request it?
Right. So many people believe that these are just innate things and they can't develop them. Well, I developed them. I learned everything that I teach. I learned every single thing that I teach. So, and I think that's an advantage. I bring to my students, to people who read my books, I bring my experience of having learned and having made all the mistakes, by the way, too, along the way. And I bring that to my students. So I had to go from point A, B, C, D to point Z. I had to go through all these things in order to attain what I have been able to attain. And other people, so I can help other people to do that same thing. And we all can learn this. And I teach something that's maybe different than other people, and that is I teach people how to receive these intuitions and messages at will. I teach people how to ask and receive at will, not just, okay, you know, I had an experience one time 10 years ago and isn't that great? But no, you can have spiritual experiences anytime you want by asking for them and by receiving them.
Well, I absolutely believe that and know that to be true. If somebody out there is listening and saying, hey, I want to experience divine presence anytime I want at will, what would you recommend for them to accomplish that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to actually practice, have consciously ask and receive. And here's how you can do that. You just sit down in a chair, you close your eyes, you take a few deep breaths to get quiet and still and centered, and then maybe you take some more deep breaths. I mean, what I'm saying is take some deep breaths and then breathe normally. You know, I'm not talking about hyperventilating or rebirthing or anything like that. I'm talking about simply taking some deep breaths to get quiet, breathing normally, and then maybe taking some more and getting even more quiet and more quiet. And like that, and then you get into a state of inner peace and meditation. But then you do something that people normally don't do during meditation. Really, hardly anybody ever does this. And that is, when you're in that deep meditative state, you ask. You ask a question, or you ask for guidance, or you ask for inspiration. You ask something very specific during that time. For example, you might ask a question, what do I do about this problem I'm having at work with my boss? Or you ask a question, what is wise for me to do about the problem that I'm having with my child at home, or that my child's getting into drugs, what's best for me to do about that? So you ask a very specific, practical question, and then you take another deep breath, and you do what I call the do-nothing program. That means you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And that means that you are open to receive, but you're in a neutral state of mind without expectations. And then what happens is you do receive the answer to your question. You'll either see something, hear something, or feel something, and that will give you the answer to your question. Let me give you an example of how you might receive a message. Let's say you ask the question, is the highest wisdom for me to take this job, this specific job? Okay, so then you ask that question, and then you take your big deep breath. And then what comes to you is you see a vision of a door opening, and you see a streaming light coming through that door, and you see a beautiful meadow with flowers in the through the door. So what's the answer to your question? You know, obviously the answer is yes, take the job. Or maybe you ask that same question, and what you see in your inner vision is a brick wall in front of your face. Well, what's the answer to your question? The answer is no, don't take that job. I mean, the thing is that you can receive your messages in one of three ways, either seeing, which is what I described, or hearing. You might hear the words, yes, take the job, or no, don't take the job. That would be getting your message through hearing or clairaudience. Or feeling. Feeling would be you get a gut feeling. For example, maybe you ask that question, is it wise for me to take the job? And immediately this sense of peace and elation and joy comes over your body. Okay, so the answer is yes. Or maybe you ask the same question and what you get is a feeling of discomfort and you feel very uneasy. Okay, so the answer is no. So this is how you might receive messages through clairvoyance, meaning seeing, clairaudience, meaning hearing, or clairsentience, meaning feeling.
Yeah, so the do-nothing program, that's a great prescription for people, and you can listen to that again in the replay if you want to be taken through what Susan just described. And what about ego? So if the ego blockages prevent clear intuition, and we really want clear intuition, why do we even have this darn ego in place?
That's a pretty deep philosophical question. Why do we have this ego in place? Okay.
How can we heal that aspect of the ego that blocks our intuition?
Right. So ego is who you think you are, and your higher self is who you really are. So who you think you are is this limited being with limited with really limited choices in your life because you have all this baggage you're carrying around from the past and your subconscious beliefs and habits and conditioning. That's the ego. However, your higher self is something entirely different. In India, they call it the Atman or the I Am Self, as I said earlier in the show. So your higher self, meaning the I Am Presence, is a mighty, powerful spiritual being that is unlimited, that is immortal, that has no difficulties or problems. It is our wise sage within. It is the truth. It knows the truth, and it also gives you great advice because it has a much bigger perspective. It has an infinite, in fact, perspective, and it knows which way to lead you in the proper direction. So if you can tap into that higher self and receive your messages from that level, then you're receiving guidance that will show you the way, and you'll have tremendous confidence. In fact, you'll make all your decisions with peaceful confidence because you'll know that you are making the right decision, a decision that's for your highest good and highest wisdom. And it may not appear on the surface to be such a great choice, But if you actually trust it and follow it, you'll find that that was the best choice for you to make, even though sometimes it seems really crazy. But in fact, it is the best choice for you to make. So when you're in touch with your higher self, when you're in touch with that aspect of your being that is not the ego, then you can make the best decisions. However, the ego does have, because it, your ego equals your subconscious beliefs, habits, conditioning, I call it your BS or your belief system. Because of that, there are blockages, but you can heal those. And it's not really that difficult to heal them, by the way. It's not difficult to get inner divine guidance. All you have to use is just a few healing prayers that I teach in my book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition. There's a chapter on healing the blockages. So just using that, those simple healing prayers will get you back on track. You know, if you're attempting to receive divine intuition and you're blocked, just use one of the healing prayers and that'll get you back on track.
Awesome. And I love the way you're describing this, because what I'm sensing is then if the ego is involved, that sticky feeling you're saying that lets us know, this isn't quite where I want to be, what I want to do, will be very clear. When the ego is not involved and instead it's the divine presence really guiding us, that's very clear to know the next right step. Well, folks, we're going to be taking a break. I would call this the How to Invest in Yourself break, how to move forward if you like. You are listening to Dare to Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be back with more.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside of you, waiting to release your message to the world? Well, Debbie will launch your book to guaranteed bestseller rating. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. If you desire for your book to be a bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com.
Do you enjoy listening to Gary and Dane every week on Voice America? Would you like to spend 4 days with them, exploring what else is possible for your life and living? Access Consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. What else would you like to add to your life? How much fun can you have being alive? What are you capable of that you haven't ever acknowledged? Join Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here in the new foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. It's a brand new core class in Access, and you could be part of its creation. To find out more or sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Dr. Susan Shumsky, who is a pioneer in the human potential field. She spent nearly 50 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. And Susan, I just, you know, our last segment, I could talk to you forever. I would love to know your big dare to dream. I know you're in the midst of awaken your divine intuition and really putting it out in the world in a big way. What do you sense, or what has divine presence told you is next for you to dream and to do?
Yeah, well, I'm always writing books. I have another book coming out in June. It's called Color Your Chakras. It's a chakra coloring book. I'm an artist as well as an author. So I've done the illustrations for the chakra coloring book, and that'll be coming out in June. And then I have other books that will be published in the future as well. So I'm always writing books, and I really love doing that. And also, I am a producer of various events and tours, and specifically tours to sacred destinations and retreats to sacred destinations, and also conferences like seminars that I do on cruise ships, which are holistic cruises, holistic seminars at sea. So I have a website, a couple websites. One is drsusan.org, which you have already been announcing about that. And that is my website that is all about my books. You can read the first chapter of every one of my books. Also, you can listen to you can listen to teleseminars, you can listen to radio interviews, you can read articles on that website. There's so much on drsusan.org that you can participate in. Also, I have a Saturday prayer circle that I do every Saturday morning that you can participate in. And just so many things that I offer, free telesummits and so on. And also, these tours and retreats to sacred destinations, I have a different website for that. It's divinetravels.com. The word travels is plural, so it's divine travels with an S on the end, divinetravels.com. And on that website, you can find out about the things that are coming up in reference to these amazing conferences at sea and tours to sacred destinations. And I recommend that if you have any interest in traveling to amazing places, that you do subscribe there, because there's always something new coming up on the website. And there's not usually very much on the website at the time, because, you know, there's only so many trips that we do in any given year. But if you subscribe, you'll find out about future things, because I travel to many different places, even India and other places, and Machu Picchu, Peru, and so on. So you can check that out. And the conferences at sea are really fascinating. They have amazing speakers, incredible topics. There's always some theme to every one of the cruises. For example, Cruise into Spirit is one of the themes, and I've done shamanic cruises. I even did a conspiracy cruise, conspiracy SEA cruise. So I've done all kinds of things. So it's just interesting, different topics.
Awesome. And for folks who are going to go to drsusan.org, as well as divinetravels.com. When you drop her a note or sign up, just let her know you heard about her through Dare to Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. It's very nice when our people know how they've been connected with and that you've really enjoyed what they've shared on the show. You know, I'm going to ask Susan at the very end to offer us some I Am prayer and affirmation that she feels called upon. And right before I go there, I just want to ask quickly, Susan, you know, being alone is often a pain point for a lot of people, especially, it's funny, in the most connected world ever, through internet and through other mediums, yet people feel often abandoned in their life or separate and disconnected. Is there a way you recommend that we can never feel alone again?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I teach. I help people to get in touch with their higher self and with the divine beings of life that are always with them. And once you are connected to that, you will never feel alone again, because you definitely are not alone. The divine presence is with you always. The divine presence is everywhere present. In fact, every religion tells us that God or spirit or whatever you want to call it is everywhere. So because God is everywhere and because you are somewhere, you are by definition exactly where God is or where spirit is. And your higher self and these beautiful divine beings of light who are filled with love and filled with joy and continually guiding you and helping you to express your true divine nature, they're always with you. And all you have to do is just call upon them and ask them to help you in any situation. If you ever feel alone, just call upon a divine being by name and they will instantly come and assist you, and you will feel peace. You'll feel love. You'll feel loved. You'll feel secure. You'll feel that you are being comforted and cloaked in a loving presence. So, you know, call, don't be shy. Call upon these divine beings to come and be with you. And call them by name.
And what would you offer us to, what do you feel intuitively guided to offer us? And if you would, please, a little bit more I Am prayer and affirmation to help take us out. I don't mean, by the way, let me be clear. I don't mean take us out of this life. I mean, as the show starts to wrap up, very much alive, all of us. Susan, I would love you to gift us with some more of this delicious and uplifting and expanding prayer and affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's all take a big deep breath. Breathe in. Let it go. Another big deep breath. Breathe in. And release. And the third deep breath. Breathe in. And completely give up. Completely let go. As we now know and recognize that God is within us and all around us, we are filled with His divine presence. We are filled with the radiance of God's love, God's light, and God's truth. Let us call upon the divine beings of light to assist us right here and right now and to lift our vibration and to fill us with the radiance of divine presence. Let us call upon the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wholeness, the Spirit of truth, to fill us with the pure white light of divine energy, divine joy, and divine freedom. Let us call upon beautiful Jesus to fill us with a beautiful golden sphere of protective divine love and light, and to fill us with the Christ consciousness light. Let us call upon Saint Germain to bring forth a beauteous violet cleansing, consuming flame which fills and surrounds us now and which lifts us to a higher vibration. Let us call upon the great avatar, the great immortal being, Babaji, to bring us the clear light of enlightenment, to fill and surround our energy field and fill and surround the place where we are with this beautiful, radiant, clear, divine light. And let us call upon Mother Mary and Kuan Yin to bring forth the beautiful pink light of divine love. And we know that these radiant divine lights are now filling and surrounding us now and lifting us to a higher vibration right here and right now. And we ask these beautiful beings of light to surround us and to fill us and to lift us to the highest vibration that we can possibly comfortably enjoy at this moment. and let us now know that I am the resurrection and the life. I am the radiant light of God. I am the true nature of my being. I am God, Goddess, incarnate in human form and human flesh. I am the radiance of God's divine presence, divine light, divine energy, and divine truth. I am all that is, that there is. I am the divine, right here and right now, and I am immortal.
I am so grateful, Susan. That is spectacular. Well, folks, as we wrap it up here, a little quote for you. The biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand. We listen to reply. So remember that when you are contacting your divine presence. Susan, thank you so much for coming on Dare to Dream. I love having you, and we'll have you back again.
Well, thank you once again for inviting me, Debbie. It's my joy, my pleasure, and loved every minute of it.
Yeah, loved it too. We got so much out of this. Folks, if you want classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews, or if you're ready to create your book into a guaranteed international bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com, as well as all of these shows and interviews and videos and other sumptuous things. Go to debbiedashinger.com for your free downloads. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream. Talk to you again next week.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.